It's 88.5 FM. My name's Jeff Penfield, joined live at the Pico Union Project here with Courtney Barnett, has a new album out called Tell Me How You Really Feel, and then she's going to be coming back to town at the Greek Theater on October 5th. Thank you for taking a little time before your show today here.
No worries. Thank you.
So my first question is, have you had any time to breathe in the last year? Because first you have the album that you did with Kurt Vile, then you're touring with Jen back in the States, because I knew you came through town with her, mm-hmm. and now you've got the solo album out. I mean, you've just been incredibly busy with all this output over the last year or so.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem that busy, really. I was kind of at home doing stuff, writing and working at the record label and just, yeah, you know, it's just stuff that I enjoy doing, so it keeps me entertained.
Well, for you, sometimes maybe music just doesn't feel like work at all. It's something fun that you, something, you know, you're doing your passion.
Yeah, I mean, life. I think I enjoy, it's just what I like to do, so I spend my free time doing it anyhow, you know. So yeah, it doesn't seem like too much of a chore. I don't really like time off, or like not doing that anyway. Yeah,
staying busy, and one of those ways you do that, you talked about the record label. You're on Mom and Pop here in the States, but in Australia it's Milk Records. So what have you guys been up to with the record label this year?
It's a really busy year, because there's this album, and there's kind of lots of people putting out albums. There's a band called the East Brunswick All Girls Choir, who they're releasing their second album. I'm taking them on tour in Australia. Loose Tooth releasing their first album. They're coming over to join me on tour in Europe. And there's a couple of other ones. It's good. It's really inspiring just hearing everyone making great new music.
Take you with you. Thank you.
You don't like kind of sitting still and not doing anything. So do you typically release most of the songs you write, or are there songs that just kind of don't end up that are there like a bunch of songs that we haven't heard on albums before?
I mean, yeah, there's lots of songs I'm like slowly kind of still working on. A lot of the songs on this last album are like, I mean, on the, you know, this new album are songs that I've kind of been chipping away at over time, like some since I was like a teenager, just slowly thinking of them in the back of my brain. So I think it's just the way it always is. Like, it's hard to kind of finalize a song anyway. So yeah, it's like I think I prefer to kind of keep them open-ended because it seems less final.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the press release for this record said a lot of these songs were took quite a while, at least even like from the first time you went into the recording process, you ended up you had these songs, then you went in and did the album with Kurt and helped Jen out on her tour, and then you finally went back and wrapped up the album Tell Me How You Really Feel. What's kind of the typical time frame for a song then? Is it usually you have something down for a couple of years before you really get to work on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's so different. You know, if you're looking at this album, there's like one song I started when I was 13 years old and then one that I kind of wrote in half an hour.
Kind of all
so
over
it's
the place.
A pretty varied bunch.
Well, what was the one that took so long when you were 13 years old?
Well, it's not like I've been writing it the whole time, but the guitar part I kind of wrote when I was then, and it's called Sunday Roast. It's the last song on the album. I think there's always things like that, ideas that kind of come back and little riffs that kind of stick in the back of my brain, and they seem, you know, simple and unimportant at the time, but if it kind of keeps coming back, then it I don't know, it's nice to just kind of give it a final home of recording and letting it kind of you know, live on.
How's it going? Next song is called Charity.
Yeah. Don't you have It's
the pace. They pop across the tune. Well, let's avoid the truth. Make you all feel special. And your desperation stinks. I can smell it on your breath. I said an absolute announcement. Got yourself to blame for this. Opinion means a lot. Tell me what's the use. I never feel as stupid as when I'm around you. Indecision rots like a bag of last week's meat. And I guess it's hard to keep everybody happy.
Some of your past albums focused a little bit more on the external world. You know, you talk about the things happening around you, but this one, a little more about inner thoughts and feelings. Was there a little bit of a transition as you started working on these songs to feel comfortable releasing them on an album?
It's hard because for me, it didn't seem like too different. But I think, yeah, kind of on reflection, trying to look at it from outside, I guess it kind of seems like it's from a different angle. Yeah, I think it's more kind of internal and maybe a bit more kind of thoughtful, and I don't know. I didn't really overthink it. I just kind of kept on writing.
And, you know, that's, I guess, as an artist, that's a good thing, because then what's out on paper is the truth. It's kind of the what you're trying to say, there's no filter in the way. This is what art's all about, is to as a release for emotion and a way to say a thought or feeling. So that's and there's, you know, a lot of different thoughts on there. Nameless Faceless kind of has its Me Too moment on there. One of the lines in the chorus is, men are scared that women will laugh at them. I want to go walking in the park. And women are scared that men will kill them. It's, you know, there's some very serious thoughts and ideas that you came across on this album, too. And a little more especially in the political climate, at least here in the States. I don't know how it is if the same thing's happening in Australia, but certainly here in the States, that's been a big topic of conversation.
Yeah, no, it's been big in Australia as well. It's good. It's kind of a big conversation everywhere, I think, which is really important.
darkness depends on where you're standing. Jump the creek and watch the sunshine swim. You found inner peace in the inner northeast. Momentary bend, give me dreams upstream, lower Dantian, screaming, yeah. You got a lot on your plate, don't let it go to waste. Humble but hungry, need validation. You catch the moon so carefully, breathe out, breathe in. This tiger claw gets patient, pull back and release. The sun on the shelf says, please help yourself. You tell me something new. You're in tune with who surrounds you. You gotta learn your play, don't let it go to waste. Humble but hungry, need validation. You got a lot on your mind, you know that half the time it's only half as true. Don't let it swallow you. You gotta learn your plate, don't let it go to waste. Humble but hungry, need validation. You gotta learn your mind, you know that half the time it's only half as true. Don't let it swallow you.
Oh, thank you. How's it going? You guys all right? Well, so we just thought we'd play the whole new album in full. Thanks for listening. This song's called Walking on Eggshell.
Before we get started, I'll clean this up. No use drinking from a leaking cup. You know what I mean, not really, it seems. And when we get going, we'll keep it sane. Change is as good as a holiday. I'm not claiming I'm some patron saint. Say what you want, don't got a lot. Over what I got, I give it all away. Walking on eggshells gets tiring. Pulling teeth while not curling. And I don't wanna hurt your feelings, so I say nothing. Sort of self-righteous, my heart of gold.
Just sit back, do what you're told. If you spot it, you got it. Well, maybe I got it too. Say what you want, don't gotta lie over what I've got. I give it all away. And it goes, yeah, it goes away.
Now I was listening to the track City Looks Pretty, and most of the songs seem very focused on the lyrics. Like, it, that's one of the things that, you know, immediately draws you in about your music is, you know, your great lyrical content. But City Looks Pretty, especially on the second half of it, was much more about the music and the groove and the riff. What was that song about? What went behind creating that song?
Yeah, that song has a kind of longer life as well. Like, started writing that in my early 20s and kind of put it away and then came back to it for this album. And I kind of wrote that second half on piano when I was mucking around writing, and it kind of changes a tempo completely, and the kind of energy is so different in that second half of the song, which is it kind of just goes, it goes to a different place. It's kind of nice to break it up with a bit of a kind of ridiculous, epic, guitar solo or something.
Hey, everybody likes a good guitar solo from time to time.
Yeah.
Was there anything new that you're really trying to do on this record? Or was it just kind of full steam ahead, just kind of go into the studio and work on it and put together an album?
Little kind of tasks here and there, like experimenting with some different sounds and different ideas and, you know, trying to write a song that's not just like first chorus, first chorus, first chorus, chorus, which I tend to do sometimes. Just, I guess, kind of keeping open to different kind of ideas popping up and, yeah, trying different sounds in the studio. And yeah, I think a lot of I spent a whole lot more time kind of editing lyrics and
Katie Hawken on the keys and guitar. Got Bone Sloan over here on the bass. Dave Moody on the drums. Well, this is the last song of the album. It's called Sunday Roast. You've been very patient. We're going to play some kind of classic hits after this. Songs that I remember. Sunday Roast.
Thank you.
yourself. You know your presence is present enough. I got a front row seat. It's all the same to me. I spend a lot of my time doing a whole lot of nothing. I know you're doing your best. I think you're doing just fine. It's been a long week, and now you're taking your time. Some kindness goes around, some kind of backfires. It's all the same to me. Ignore that voice, it puts you down. You make your choice, I'm here for you. It's all the same to me. I got a lot on my mind, but I don't know how to say it. I know you're doing your best. I think you're doing just fine. Thanks so much. Everyone's still okay? It's hot? You drinking water? This song is about a... I'm not going to explain it. It's called Avant-Garde. not sleeping late another day. Oh, what a wonder. Oh, what a waste. It's a Monday. It's so mundane. What exciting things will happen today. The yard is full of hard rubbish sheets are missing. I guess the neighbors must think we run a meth lab. We should have been there. I pull the sheets back, it's 40 degrees and I feel like I'm dying. Life's getting hot in here, so I do some gardening. Anything to take my mind away from where it's supposed to be. The nice lady next door talks of green beds and all the nice things she wants to plant in them. I wanna grow tomatoes on the front steps, sunflowers, bean sprouts, sweet corn and radishes. I feel proactive, I pull out weeds. All of a sudden I'm having trouble breathing in. 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 My knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. I'm breathing but I'm wheezing. Feel like I'm emphysema. My throat feels like a funnel filled with Weet-Bix and kerosene. And oh no, next thing I know they call up triple O. I'd rather die than owe the hospital till I get old. I get adrenaline straight to the heart. I feel like Uma Thurman post overdose and kickstart. Reminds me of the time when I was really sick and I had too much pseudoephedrine and I couldn't sleep at night. Halfway down High Street and he looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing getting in an ambulance. The paramedic thinks I'm clever cause I play guitar. I think she's clever cause she stops people dying. Anaphylactic and super hypochondriactic. Should have stayed in bed today. I'm much prefer the Monday. I take a hit from and ask my papa. I do it wrong. I was never good at smoking bombs. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in.
There's a lot of times when you're either collaborating with someone like Kurt and or with Milk Records. Mm-hmm. Is there any issues trying to go back from like when you know it's your album and you're, is there any like difficulties going from this is my song to this is something I'm working on with someone else? Is there any like things that change? Yeah.
No, not really. Like, not in like the, oh, this song might be too good to use for this project. I think it's just like of trying to give the song the best option of, you know, if it needs like a bigger band or a bigger choir of people singing or, you know, totally different instruments, or I think just, yeah, making sure the song gets taken care of before the kind of ego.
We're going to play an even older song than that one. It's called Don't apply compression gently. But we never call it out. It's just called DACG, which is the chords. What you thinking about? Tell me when you finish, maybe I'll come around. Hard enough to bring me all the way to the ground. I don't have to tell you what I'm thinking about. You have made your bed, I know better than to sleep in it. Better off dead than that will become of it. You have hurt my head, but I'm not denying that I did not bring it on myself. I take pieces of myself from everyone around.
Slashing it down just seems kinda mean. it's just a game. Who am I to deny myself a pawn for you to use? At the end of the day, it's a pain that I keep seeing your name. But I'm sure
That's not the song. All right. This is elevator operator.
You're going to be coming back to the States. You're going to be touring here at the Greek Theater. Your show there's on October 5th. You've played some outdoor venues here at the States because you did a Hollywood Bowl, I think, opening for Blur,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
What's that going to be like for you headlining at the Greek Theater? Are you excited to be doing some amphitheater shows and some outdoor shows over the summer and fall?
Yeah. I mean, I have not been to that venue, so I am kind of unaware of what it's like, but I've heard it's great. I'm just excited to to be sharing the new songs, to people, yeah. any amount of people, really. It's great.
And you'll be surprised. You're in this venue, and you're actually like, it almost feels like you're in the woods, even though you're still in Los Angeles. Cool. It's in Griffith Park. So
great.
You feel like you're kind of escaped from the big city.
Amazing.
Yeah. Are there any particular songs that you're excited for people to hear that they haven't heard yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the other songs on the album that haven't been like released on the internet yet, I mean, they're all so new to us still, you know, yeah, it's nice kind of previewing brand new songs.
All right. Well, it's Courtney Barnett. A new album is called Tell Me How You Really Feel, playing at the Greek Theater on October 5th. Thank you so much for taking time out today.
Thanks.
It's 88.5 FM.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arrested. With his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden and a garage for two cars to park in. Or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate on the pressed metal ceiling's great. Then I see the handrail in the shower. Collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for.
Spare heart.
I got drunk and fell asleep atop the sheets, but luckily I left the heater on. In my dreams I wrote the best song that I've ever written. Can't remember how it goes. I stayed drunk and fell awake, and I was cycling on a plane far away. I heard you say you liked me. We drifted to a party cool, the people went to arty school. They made their pants on mixing acid and washing lemonade. A huge thank you to J-Som for opening, being incredible. By the record.
See? just you and me. Just you and me.
Thank you so much for having us. We're going to play one more song. Please, this amazing band once more, Bone Slant. Dave Moody. Katie Harkin. Dylan on sound, Heather on lights, Madeline on monitors, Tommy on guitars, Hook on everything. Thank you very much. Have a great night. I love you, I hate you, I'm on the fence, it all depends on where I'm up and down, I'm on the moon, chasing your reality. I like you, despise you, admire you, what are we gonna do when everything all falls through? I must confess I made a mess of what should be a small success. I digress, at least I try my very best, I guess. You said the other, why even bother? You won't be with me on my deathbed. I'll sit in your head, put me on a pedestal, I only disappoint you. Tell me I'm exceptional, I promise to explain you. Give me all your money and I'll make some origami, honey. I think you're a joke, I don't find you very funny. My internal monologue is saturated analog, expression drifting. I've become attached to the idea, it's all a shifting dream, bittersweet philosophy. I've got no idea how I even got here. I'm resentful, I'm having an existential time crisis. Workless, daylight savings won't fix this. Overworked and undersexed, I must express my disinterest. The rats are back inside my head, what would Freud say? Put me on a pedestal, I only disappoint. Exceptional, I promise to explain you. Give me all your money and I'll make some origami, honey. I think you're a joke, I find you very funny. I wanna wash out my head with turpentine cyanide. I just like this internal dodge. I when I try to catch your eye, I hate seeing you crying in the kitchen. I don't know why perfection like this, and you're not even mine to consider. Erroneous, harmonious, a lot of sanctimonious. Dirty clothes, I suppose we all outgrow ourselves. I'm a fake, I'm a phony, I'm awake, I'm alone, I'm homely, I'm a scorpion. I'm only disappointed. Give me all your money, and I'll make some origami, honey.
exceptional.